The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Wednesday, 29 April 2020. And folks, I'll tell you what, one thing right now, I just did a mini show inside of a computer shop, and I wished I would have recorded the damn thing. And I am absolutely steamed. But first, let me calm down here to pay tribute and a thank you to Don Wiskin from Extendivite for sponsoring on this network. For how long?
I don't know. 2004, you know, maybe 15, 16 years.
Something like that. Without fail, each and every month.
Yeah.
You have been steadfast. You're a nice guy. But what, you know, nice guys finish last? Well, sometimes.
Not on RBN.
But nice guys that have good products that work, that isn't a sham. You know, Don, I'm going to be... I'm in my honest streak here today.
Don, oh, no.
I got to tell you, you know, I've seen the health supplements over the years. You know, when we were younger, it was just vitamins and minerals and, yeah, okay, eat right and get exercise. You know, that was standard doctor stuff. But then people started to notice the quackery or the, how should I put this, the unnecessary stuff through the pharma cartel, the stuff they were doing. And there came a major distrust of pharmaceuticals, doctors that prescribed this stuff. And, well, we learned the rudimentary basic lessons that, you know, doctors aren't there to really necessarily cure you. But when you go in and you got the sniffles, you got the this, you got the that, you know, they'll give you whatever to alleviate the symptoms. And what? Let your immune system take over. Either you're going to make it or they're going to start throwing antibiotics after you, broad spectrum. And, well, Don, you know the drill.
I do.
And I got to be honest with you. Over the years, I have been real skeptical of people that have health products or will make claims that this will do this. And I'm not saying it's a quackery industry, but there's a lot of quacks in there. A lot of people that don't give a damn about you, what they care about is getting their message and their product out there, and they're there for the buck. And I know you're not that person. And I was thinking about you today, and I was thinking, how long has this guy been on the network with me? 14 years? No, it's longer. If it's 2004, wow.
Yeah.
That's
well, it could be anywhere like 2003 and on. I mean, when did you start RBN?
2004. About June of 2004, and you were there right at the start.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was over at GCN before, too, and then, you know, I just rocked on yours. I just stayed right with you.
Well, and we appreciate that. And I was just thinking today, Don, that it's sometimes easy to forget those that have been in support, but I just wanted to get that out today because I've had a little stress today in my life, and I'm getting real tired of the BS shoved in my face. I'm getting tired of people manipulating and lying. I'm just tired of it all. And when I started thinking about you, I thought, you know what? I read my note here today, and it said that you were on 6 p.m. And that, I'm thinking, okay, he's going to come on the second hour. Okay, fine. And then I thought about it. I thought, you know, I'm so angry. By the time I would roll around to that second hour, I would not do you justice, sir. So I'm glad you were able to come on in the first hour.
I'm looking at the clock, and it says 6 p.m. Well, 6:05 p.m.
Yeah.
I'm Eastern time, so yeah. I think your girl kind of confused. They always put me on in the first hour, but I appreciate what you're saying, John. But you're absolutely right. I mean, I'm not trying to hoodwink anybody or sell them a bill of goods, even though some people will say, you know, let's see, what does it say that here on Amazon? She said, I got these to lower my blood pressure. I was averaging 170 over 100. After taking these, it lowered to 160 to 90s, 150 to 90s. But it's not worth the money, in my opinion. You know, I look at that and I say to myself, well, your numbers were coming down. Why didn't you just stay at it and see what happens in 4 or 5 months or 6 months? Because, you know, natural products don't work as fast as those pharmaceuticals that they want you to take. They work within 20 minutes to an hour of taking them, and you know, within a week or two, they're controlling your body. So,
well, and it's amazing. Well, look, to be honest, what we've created in this consumer-driven society we live in. We got a bunch of people out there with their noses pressed up against the glass, and all they know is they need it, and they need it pretty fast. We're in this era of this country that there's very little patience, there's very little faith in anybody or anything anymore. Everybody is suspect. You got to trust but verify on everybody and everything. And, of course, that's part of the plan. You know, there's no unity or continuity of anything when you've got a scenario like that. But as I look at this, Don, I'm just, and please don't misunderstand me, folks. I want to underscore this. I'm not saying that homeopathic is a load of hudda. I'm just saying there's a people that are full of hudda that are in this and wouldn't give a damn if they were selling you a placebo or something that cured cancer. It wouldn't matter. Because their bottom line is their bottom line. They're looking for a profit. Now, having said that, and looking at the scenario today, well, it seems, Don, that the number one thing against COVID-19 pandemic or plandemic is a healthy immune system. It's not going to be, oh, they're touting us now. Oh, we're going to have a vaccine any day now. But we also have states saying, well, you know, we might have to keep this economy shut down for the next 2 years. I am livid. I see what's coming. They have busted the food chain. They're throwing hogs into troughs and burying them. They're killing off cows. There's going to be meat shortages in our supermarkets where there doesn't have to be. And these poor farmers, these cow farmers, have been run through the mill, getting 7, 9, 10 cents a pound on the hoof, walking to your grocery store. Can you buy a filet mignon of any size for less than $10? I doubt it. But it's the corporations that are going in there that they own the productions, the facilities in this country. And I'm looking at this, and I'm going, you know what? We're in a lot of trouble because the government figured that they're going to get involved and they're going to help us. I don't see this as a help. This is another bailout package. The economy was already weak. Their bubble was going to pop any day. Look at your wristwatch. It could have happened at any time. The overvalued stocks, not only in this country but worldwide, but at the basis of that was all this choking, stinking debt that these dear bankers ran up on us in 2008. And then we just started to discover how bad it was in 2009. Well, we were still in that recession, Don. until the COVID-19 pandemic hit. And they're just going to destroy everything. And I'm telling you what, I am pissed off. I am extremely angry. I know there's things, fundamental things that we could do right now in this country to turn this country around. But we lack the people with intestinal fortitude, or at least the common sense, or the guts to do what has to be done if they're in public office. Now, I know this has got little or nothing to do with Extendivite, but this is what is on my mind.
Yeah, no, the world is in very sad shape, and we're not going to be able to afford it after this is over because they're just waiting too long. I mean, you've got all those tankers filled with oil sitting off the coast of California because they got no place to put it. There's talk of farmers putting their food back into the ground, just tilling it under.
Yep.
And you're right. They're having, you know, even in Canada, I'm in Canada, we're having the same problems at our meat facilities. McDonald's decided they're not going to buy Canadian beef. They're going to buy it from, I don't know whether it's America, Brazil, or wherever they're going to buy their beef from. But because, you know, we're having COVID-19 in those plants, they close those plants down. And,
well, and this,
you know, when you think about it, it's hard to start everything back up. I mean, how are you going to start everything back up?
You know, this is what I tried to tell people, Don, about this network. If we ever go down, we're not going to go back up. I mean, because
it's hard.
No, it is extremely hard. It is. It's easier to create something. It's hard to start something up, create it, start it up, and keep it running. You know, anybody can do anything they want in this world, but sustainability and stick-to-itiveness, you know, that's another factor. And if
yeah,
we, Don, if
I would, I would hate to see you go down because, you know, there's so many things involved. You're just not, you know, somebody in the basement of their house putting a radio show on. You know, you have a facility, you have people that are, you know, that are running the equipment that, you know, I know a lot about, you know, sound recording and stuff, but I'd probably get lost in your studio.
Well, and sometimes I even put my guy here, Mikey, under the gun, but he's done a on-the-job training for 8 years now, and he's, how many? 13, I'm sorry. No, there was a break in there. That doesn't count. No, no. No, you had your seniority broke when you left before. No, you've been here 8 years, not 13. But, you know, I mean, this was on-the-job training. This guy's taught himself a lot, and he's invaluable. But am I paying him what he deserves to be paid? No.
Oh, no.
I can't.
Because you can't afford to.
Well, I mean, think about this, Don. You know a little bit about radio. You got the guy that does the tech stuff that runs the board, and then you got the guy that answers the phone. And then you got the, they screen call. And then you got the guy that does this or that. In other words, radio stations, whatever, they'll have three or four people producing a program. And I like to joke, the guy in the suit that nobody figures out what he can do, but he's on the payroll and nobody ever sees him doing anything. These guys are top heavy with payroll. But the production, I would dare anybody to match our production with anybody's radio show out there, and I don't give a damn how much they pay or how many people that they have in their control room. We have learned to do the absolute most with the absolute least, and that's the parameters I've worked under for going on 30 years. We haven't had the luxury of having money. Oh, we need this. Oh, let's just go get it. No, it's like, holy crap, how am I going to get the money to get that? We have, through the listeners and support of people like you, so we can keep you on as a sponsor, but the donors to this network, this is their network, Don. They have funded this thing.
Yeah, yes. And I should say that, you know, as a sponsor who, you know, has a product to sell, your network works. I mean, I don't know why anyone would complain about the quality of your listeners who actually call and order products. You know, it's just mind-blowing why you don't have, you know, 15, 20 advertisers on there covering your monthly nut.
Well, it's,
I mean,
like,
that should not be a problem, but I don't know why they're, I don't, maybe you should tell them to call me.
Well, it's like anything else. I mean, advertising, whenever the funds dry up and I don't care what theater you're operating in, mainstream. It's just this thing that, well, I really got to watch my money so I can't advertise. And that is the absolute worst thing. If you need sales for your product or your service, this is exactly what you need to do to keep your name in people's faces so they're aware of you, you know? But no.
Wrigley Spearmint Gum once said that, you know, if you stop advertising, you stop the train from rolling down the tracks. So you're going nowhere because advertising is your train. It's what brings people to you.
Yeah.
So you have to advertise, because when you stop advertising, people forget you.
Well, it's a mighty short train, and it's been a short train for a number of years, but it's still on the tracks.
Yeah. No, I'm very impressed. I mean, I'd hate to see you go because, you know, you've done well by me. I mean, Extendivite is very happy with RBN, you know, with Tim Spencer and Michael Rivero. Last week was holding up a bottle of Extendivite up in front of his camera on YouTube when my commercial was coming on, and somebody called in and made a comment and said, you know, you can do all this stuff if you've got your bottle of Extendivite in your back pocket. And they had a good laugh, and up came the bottle of Extendivite. So, you know, it is a fantastic product, and your listeners are benefiting from it. And I'm glad that your listeners do try their best to support you. I mean, a lot of them really try their best to support you.
And
they should try harder, but let's try the best.
Well, and there's some out there that, you know, I've often recounted this, Don. I saw this in a bar one time, and it was on the issue of credit or whatever the case may be. And the sign just simply said, some pay when due, some pay overdue, some never do. How do you do? And then right below that, it had a separate sign that says no credit. But, you know, basically they were just saying, you know, okay, it's cash and carry, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, after all, I mean, the bars and liquor stores, these were essential businesses to keep open, right? And then we hear stories from the mainstream media going, well, child endangerment and incest and child abuse is up. Okay, yeah, keep feeding almost unstable people alcohol or whatever, and then put them in the confines, and let's see what kind of damage they can do. I'm just, Don, everything has been popped inside out and upside down, and I'm pissed. But I'm still here. You're still here. The people that aren't stupid, that example you gave from Amazon, that's typical American thinking. That, you know, hey, they did the Extendivite, and my God, they didn't grow gold-colored fingernails. I mean, it didn't take their wrinkles away. You know, they weren't able to run the 26-mile marathon next week. We have silly and stupid people. Every country has always had them. The human race has been plagued from them from time immemorial. But it's the people themselves that want to do the research, want to do the due diligence, that want to do the right thing. And I'm just telling you, I'm pleased as punch that you're here with a product like you've got, because it's helped maintain me. And folks, do you think I'm just sitting here, you know, double plus gooding this guy and telling you lies about my physical condition or my leg cramps disappearing or whatever the case may be, because I just want to keep this guy happy and I just want to sell the product to you? No, that's not me. I am not anybody that will support anybody that's got a half baked whatever. I just won't do
it. Yeah, don't buy Extendivite. Send the money to me. I need your money.
Yeah.
That's John Stadtmiller.
Yeah.
Send it all down to RBN. We know what to do with it.
Yeah, and here I am. I ask for donations, but I also ask for support for sponsors. Well, geez, how rich do I think these people are? All right, I'll tell you what.
I don't know.
Let me take a breath here, and then we'll get back on the other side and tell people how they can get a hold of you. Folks, I'm telling you, this has helped me. I'm not a young guy anymore, and I'm telling you, I'm in pretty damn good shape. We'll be back.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Another admission here. I don't exactly eat a fat-free diet. I am an absolute sausage and bacon freak. Every morning for breakfast, bacon and eggs, or sausage and eggs, or waffles with real. I got a great deal on real maple syrup, but you know, a waffle and some bacon. You know, I'm not a guy here that has curtailed his fat intake, but I've maintained my health. I've done Extendivite religiously now for almost 2 years, thanks to you, Don. And, I had the restless leg syndrome or the achy legs when I woke up in the morning, and, oh, my God, you didn't even want to get out of bed and walk. Well, that's gone. I've maintained a blood pressure of that of a 20-year-old. If I break 120 over 70, I'm having a stressful day. So, folks, immune system, cleaned out liver, your body operating at peak efficiency, keeping your immune system in the pink. Don, I cannot think of anything more important than somebody getting on Extendivite.
No, you're absolutely right. I've been taking it now for about 22 years, and I would not stop. There's no way you can stop me. Every time we order a new batch of product because we sold out the last one, I just keep thinking, oh, good. You know, if anything happens, I've got all that stuff right there. I got lots. I don't have to worry about nothing.
And you're the guy that your family members were dropping dead of massive heart attacks at the age of 45.
I just lost another one of my cousins. Another cousin told my sister. My sister told me, 60 years old, he died on Friday of a massive heart attack. His father did not like me, so he wouldn't let me hang out with his son. Oh, you don't want to know him. He's a bad guy. Well, I'm not a bad guy.
And your son's now dead.
Now, that's their second son who passed away, too.
Wow.
Their other son died about 10 years ago or 12 years ago, diverticulitis. He wasn't looking after his health.
So, you know, you were the bad guy, don't have anything to do with him, and he's a crackpot, so, you know, that stuff that he sells, stay away from that, and he's now dead? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and he's very sick himself, my uncle. I saw my aunt at my aunt's funeral. She's 80 now, and she had just passed her license, so she could keep on driving, and I kind of chuckled and thought, oh, yeah, well, is that all you are? Well, my dad would have been if he was still alive, but... Apparently, my father is 5 years older than his brother, who is 5 years older than his sister. So there's, you know, 10 years from my dad. So, you know, I'm 65 this year. When I think of my cousin just passing away at 60, I'm thinking, gee, I mean, I remember at my grandmother's, you know, we were like this and like that. But, you know, he was 10 years younger or 5 years younger than me. So.
Well, you were one of these people that genetically, your family. I mean, what was the, your brother, your dad? I mean, holy mackerel.
Yeah. My dad was 62. When I turned 62 this year, or 3 years ago. Yeah, I still feel so young.
Yeah.
When I turned 62 3 years ago, I was very, very happy because I had outlived my dad. My dad turned 62 in January, and he died in February. Mm. You know, and my brother Wayne was 44. My other brother Doug was 53. And it was all like dad was in 94, but in 97, Wayne in July, Mom in January of 98 and Doug in February of 98 as well. So there's, you know, less than 8 months, there's three of my family members. And then I, in June of 98,
and I
just about joined them.
Okay. And they died of heart problems.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Heart attacks.
Yeah.
You know, if my oldest brother had to let the ambulance come, he probably would have survived. And my other brother as well. But you know, people, they found my 44-year-old brother. He had died over the long weekend in July. And one of the guys that was working with him came over to get him, and he wasn't answering the door, so he got somebody to open the door.
Hey, hang on 1 second here. I got Daniel from, I think it's Vancouver, Canada. Daniel, are you there?
Yeah, I'm from around Vancouver.
Okay.
Fellow Canadian to Don. How you doing, Don?
Good.
I'm still trying it. My wife got Extendivite for me. And just as a disclaimer, I don't know Don for the audience, and he's not paying me any money to say this. But I didn't take it for any reason. Like, I would never have taken it. Except for my wife's, was kind of worried. I'm going to turn 52 this year. And she thought, you know, she heard the commercials and she thought, well, you know, it won't hurt. And it was on sale during February. So she got me a few bottles and now it's still taking it. But what I did notice was when I was going to the gym, which I do religiously before this COVID thing shut my gym down, I would do a set of 10 reps to start to warm up, and then I would do 8 reps, another set of 8 reps, and then down to 6 and another 6. And when I say 6, I mean I'm doing 5, a weight that it's heavy enough where I could barely do 5, and I could almost barely push 6. And after about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor, but I was able to just increase the weights and increase the amount of sets I could do. I think it has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood.
That's exactly what I was going to say. You're not fatiguing, yeah. And you've got more strength for a longer period of time because your body is doing its job. It's getting that oxygenated blood to those muscles that are being worked. That's why you got the stamina you got now.
Yeah, I mean, I almost think you should market this as kind of an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. it gets rid of the lactic acid, because when you work out, your muscles burn.
Yep.
And I found there was a lot less burn. And then I started doing some research, and I thought, well, what if I buy all these different, like the valerian root and the hawthorn and the bilberry and the garlic separately, and it comes to almost more than double. So your formula... It definitely saves money if you're going to buy all these. And what a pain in the butt that would be to gobble up about 12 different pills at once.
And then you got to figure out in what proportion to what. Well, Don's already done that. And I'll tell you what, the guy is living proof. Here's a guy that saw something was wrong, and he was bound and determined to do something about it, and he's a living proof of it. Yeah.
Yeah, right. There's other benefits that I thought just quickly. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine.
Mm.
It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision. So there's an added bonus.
Yeah. Well, a healthy diet is a healthy diet. And when, like I said before, you know, people would tell me, oh, take this supplement, take that supplement. You know, I mean, how much and how often and what's that supposed to do with me, to me, and what else do I need to take? And, here's a guy that put together a product that maintains that cardiovascular health and lowers the cholesterol. I mean, and the health benefits are noticeable. Like myself, I wasn't kidding. I mean, I would wake up in the mornings, and I didn't even want to get out of bed because my calves were hurting so badly. Well, through Don, he finally told me why that's going on. And guess what I don't have anymore? Oh, and by the way, I got a better mattress, so my back problems went away too. So I wake up in the morning with nothing hurting. Holy mackerel.
I just had one request, Don. I mean, I listen to RBN, I listen to Mike Rivero and John Stadtmiller and a bunch of other shows. And I love your commercials. They're really catchy. I just wondered if you got any new ones coming up or if maybe you can recycle the older ones. Just one simple request, because we do hear a lot of them. And I just thought if you had some new ones coming up.
And the reason for that is the paying customers, their ads are going to play more because we don't have more paying customers. So that's a double plus good for Don Wiskin. Not so good for the listening audience going, oh, gosh, there's that commercial again. No, I got you. Yeah. I got you. All right, my friend. Thank you so much for the call.
Thank you, Don. Thanks, John.
Hey, thank you. Okay. And I will get some new ones on. I've been talking about that now that the COVID, is a little – got a little more control on it. I can get my sound guy in here, but because I just don't know what to do turning those knobs behind the dial like Mike and all those other guys working for John. But I'm glad it's working for you.
Well, we use a company that will do turnaround in 24 to 48 hours. You provide the script, we'll get the commercials done.
Yeah, but then I like to voice them.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well, you do have a good voice. You do have a good voice.
I've been using the same guy, and he wrote that jingle. I love that jingle. That jingle, I think, turned our business around. It really made it, it stands out. It sticks in your head.
Well,
it's
a branding move.
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, folks, if you want to, you got angina pain? Yeah, every time that happens, is this the big one? Normalize your blood pressure, normalize your cholesterol, improve your circulation, your cold hands, cold feet, thing of the past, improve the oxygen and blood flow to the heart and brain, and as the guy just said from old Canada, your muscles, he's able to work harder and longer because his muscles are being oxygenated. Don?
Yeah, and you know, I've been trying to tell people for a very long time that, you know, if you're exercising and you're at the gym all the time, you really need the Extendivite, but it doesn't seem to be a market that I broke into yet. But go to heartdrop.com, read the about page, and understand how the herbs are actually working in your body, what they're doing, because there's so many diseases that come from the basics of what this product, Extendivite, helps to get rid of over time. Things like the yeast in the gut and the metals in the liver. Oh. That's the beginning step of making people healthy. Wait a minute.
Metals in the liver, like maybe aluminum that we get bombarded with?
Well, aluminum, mercury, yeah. Cadmium, you know. There's so many things. But metals are mined with sulfur. And the Extendivite in the garlic has over 70 different sulfur compounds, but 30 of them slowly chelate the heavy metals out of the livers, just like the EDPM, you know, that costs so much money to have that done. Intravenous drips 3 times a week for 2 or 3 hours. But, you know, this does it over time. It does it slowly. The garlic also has a yeast-killing effect. It kills the yeast in the gut. The yeast create peroxides. You know, doctors are just starting to understand how the body is working, and, you know, they're more interested in telling us about it. If you listen to Dr. Joe on my website, Dr. Joe started running again. He used to be very athletic, but he couldn't do it because he was having congestive heart failure and a whole bunch of other problems. So he started taking Extendivite, and he doesn't have those problems, and he goes running just about every day with his dog. He's,
wow,
you know, much, much happier. And, you know, this is the kind of thing we hear all the time. So more energy, get up out of that chair and go get something done, but go to heartdrop.com and check it out.
Thank you, Don Wiskin. Thank you so much for your product. Thank you for your faith in this network. And there's a whole lot of healthy people you're making out there. Keep on doing it.
Thank you very much, John.
Thank you, Don. I appreciate it very, very much. 877-928-8822. That's 877-928-8822. Give them a call.
To the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Lord, take this badge off of me. I can't use it anymore. It's been too dark to see.
So, I have to do a radio show Monday, and I can't do it in studio. I'm doing a radio program Monday afternoon. So I had to get a headset for my laptop to use my Virto in order to do the connection to do the show. And I'm looking around, I found my headset, and somebody had nicely stepped on it, wrapped the cord back around it, and put it back in the drawer. Thank you very much. At any rate, so I needed a headset. So I called the local computer store, and I said, do you have headsets, USB? Yeah, we got them. I said, so you guys are open? Oh, yeah. Yeah, but we're only letting three in at a time, and you have to have an approved mask. Now, I'm talking to some 20-year-old desk jockey that he barely knows the computer he sells, let alone medical equipment. So I'm looking around in my garage. I'm going, I got to have a painter's mask in here someplace. Couldn't find one. And then the ex did an outstanding job of making sure we had everything from Q-tips to, well, respirator mask. I actually found... what's the grade on that mask, Mike? N95. There was two brand new N95s in a box in my storage. And I went, whoa. So off to the computer shop I go. And I walk in. And I look at these two and I go, well, wait a minute. I was told I couldn't wear a bandana. And the kid looked at me and says, well, this is more than just a bandana. It covers my face better. And I said, you're actually believing this stuff? And the other kid looked at me in all sincerity and says, well, we're told to do this. I said, you always do what you're told to do? Of course, I didn't get an answer on that. And then an aged bench tech walked out from behind the curtain. And he looked at me and he said, yeah. He said, you're right. This COVID-19 is nothing but BS. He said, did you see the video of the two doctors in California? And I stopped them and I said, yeah, I ran it yesterday. And I said, we have been tracking and tracing this stuff. And then we got into the issue of the millennials. And that's when it got kind of exciting. And I said, these kids, they don't know anything. You can't tell them anything. They know everything because they got access to the internet, but they don't even know. And I finished a sentence where freedom and liberty comes from and how to hang on to it. He said, you're exactly right. So without pointing to the two individuals behind that counter, mind you, I said, hang on a second here. I said, let me go get a card. I'll be right back. So I went and got a RBN card, gave it to the guy, and I handed it to him. I says, I'm doing this for people like yourself that want to stay informed. The other ones that don't even know that they're uninformed, I mean, in this world today, they might as well walk out on their back porch, put a gun to their head, and kill themselves. Because that's how much use they are to themselves or anybody else. And I said, I'm becoming increasingly ashamed here to see the infantile, dependent, non-thinking, drone-like automatons that are occupying America. And buddy boy, by this time, this is the first time that I put on a mask for anything. And this was a necessity. I was not going to get that headset unless I found a mask. And I put it on to walk into that computer store, which, by the way, there was nobody else there. Just me. But it juiced me back up. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do here. I'm going to play that video again. And this guy even knew. He says, I saw this on YouTube. And he said it had, and I said, over 500,000 hits. And then he says, and then, and I finished his sentence, and I said, they pulled it. He said, that's right. I said, take a look at the card I just gave you. Real news, real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth. Folks, it's only going to be those that have the desire for freedom and liberty burning brightly still in their hearts and their minds and their souls. Otherwise, if you don't step up, you can kiss this country goodbye. And I'm not buying anybody else's, well, at least we can survive. I'm not interested. I can go survive in the Sahara Desert, okay? I can go survive in the Antarctic. Is that living? No, it ain't. That's called survival. And I refuse to be in survival mode. This is not my life. They're trying to run and live my life for me. Y'all can go suck a rotten egg. And I think I should play this video once again that this guy referenced. Because these guys are right, and they're right on. Two doctors out of California, just in case you haven't seen it. By the way, Mike, did you capture this video? Please do. Because I'm going to tell you one thing right now. I'm surprised and I'm still able to watch it. But here's not on YouTube.
After testing thousands of people in their county for COVID-19, doctors Dan Erickson and Artin Massini, owners of Accelerated Urgent Care in Bakersfield, California, held a press conference to share their data along with official CDC data. Dr. Erickson reported that hospitals in California have become empty as a result of allotting all resources to the COVID-19 pandemic.
The hospitals, their ICUs are empty, essentially, and they're shutting down floors. They're furloughing patients. They're furloughing doctors because we just don't have the volume. So we're busy with paperwork for COVID, and we're all focusing on COVID.
He then went over the COVID-19 numbers for the state of California.
We've seen 1,227 deaths in the state of California. That means you have a 0.03 chance of dying from COVID-19 in the state of California.
And for the state of New York?
19,410 out of 19 million people, which is a 0.1% chance of dying from COVID in the state of New York.
And then compared these numbers to the seasonal flu in 2017.
45 million total cases in 2017 with about 62,000 deaths, or a 0.13 chance of death from flu in the United States. So the lethality of COVID-19 is much less.
He then went on to report what is happening as a result of the shutdown and millions of hardworking people losing their jobs.
Child molestation is increasing at a severe rate. We could go over multiple cases of children who have been molested due to angry family members who are intoxicated, who are home, who have no paycheck. These things last a lifetime. This isn't about a seasonal flu. These are things that will follow these people and affect them in a negative fashion for their life. And these are for me talking to ERs, talking to my doctors, and talking to people across the country and finding out what they're seeing. Spousal abuse, alcoholism, anxiety, depression, suicide.
One of the most interesting moments of the press conference was when Dr. Erickson went on to explain the immune complex and how our immune system regularly adapts to our environment.
The immune system is built by exposure to antigens, viruses, bacteria. When you're a little child crawling on the ground, putting stuff in your mouth, viruses and bacteria come in, you form an antigen-antibody complex, you form IgG, IgM. This is how your immune system is built. When you take human beings and you say, go into your house, Clean all your counters. Lysol them down. You're going to kill 99% of viruses and bacteria. Wear a mask. Don't go outside. What does that do to our immune system? Our immune system is used to touching. We share bacteria, staphylococcal, streptococcal bacteria, viruses. We develop an immune response daily to this stuff. When you take that away from me, my immune system drops. As I shelter in place, my immune system drops. You keep me there for months, it drops more. Sheltering in place decreases your immune system. And then as we all come out of shelter in place with a lower immune system and start trading viruses and bacteria, what do you think is going to happen? Disease is going to spike. And then you've got disease spike amongst a hospital system with furloughed doctors and nurses.
Dr. Erickson reported that he has been in contact with leading physicians throughout California and that they are all in agreement.
And I've been working with some of the leaders, and I've talked to, you know, the head of the CDPH. I've gotten their opinion on this, and a lot of the leaders in Sacramento. And we're all in agreement. But we need to have Governor Newsom in agreement with us to lift this ban, because the data is showing us it's time to lift. So if we don't lift, what is the reason?
For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
That's the video that the man was referring to. And I don't know how many more people before that was pulled would have watched it. But, you know, it's been said that a lie will make it halfway around the world before the truth gets its pants on. This video is not being played by the news media. This is a press conference out in California. These were serious, bona fide doctors that saw was exactly what was going on, and they're taking actions with other physicians in the state of California. They're going over and above their job description and probably drawing a lot of heat as well. And I'm really surprised, Mike. This is really surprising me that I'm not seeing the threat of having their medical licenses pulled, because businesses are having their license pulled because they're not playing the game that the state is laying out. And how bad is it in California? A California man who claimed coronavirus is a government conspiracy has his guns taken after threatening social media post. This comes from Fox News. A man in California had three unregistered shotguns taken away from taken away last week after a bizarre and threatening post on social media about the coronavirus government conspiracy, according to officials. 52-year-old man from Rancho Pinasquartos, I think it's pronounced, neighborhood of San Diego, told police he believed COVID-19 was an elaborate hoax to allow the tracking of Americans through 5G cell towers, and the San Diego City Attorney's Office said in a news release on Saturday. And the city attorney, Mara Elliott, that's not a doctor, has no medical background, and she's making judgments on somebody's mental state. She put out a release. Stress from COVID-19 public health crisis is exacerbating anxiety and mental health struggles for many. Thanks to public vigilance, police were able to safely intervene and remove firearms from someone who presented a danger to himself and others before he resorted to violence. There was nothing to indicate this man was threatening anybody's life. But guess what? Red state law, complain about the imminent, you're not, and guess what? The police will be at your door to take your guns away from you. According to the city attorney's office, multiple calls were made to San Diego Police Department after the man told friends and his family about his plan to arm himself during the pandemic. And a lot of people did, and they still are. They're still going to the gun stores. They're still buying guns. They're still buying ammunition for their preservation in case some nutbag decides he's going to do something that he feels like doing for whatever reason. But in California, open up your mouth and see what happens to you. What do you got there, Mike? ABC23, is this linkable? Okay, ABC23, Bakersfield, California, is fighting YouTube about taking it down, and they have the whole doctor's press conference and raw footage. And that's in reference to that video we just played. So am I to take it that ABC station is fighting YouTube over this? A local ABC station in California? Pfft, holy mackerel, I guess there is a mental crisis in California. And ABC News, they're actually siding with these doctors. Wow. Yeah, please do. Send me the story. I'd like to see that. What's really shocking about this is that ABC has taken that stand. Well, I wonder if they're going to be an ABC affiliate from here on out. Probably not.
Oh, you lost your license to broadcast for us.
All right, here it is. Let me bring this up. Thank you, Mike. YouTube issues a statement on removal of controversial video interview with Bakersfield doctors. YouTube issued a statement Tuesday regarding the removal of a video press briefing with Accelerated Urgent Care doctors Dan Erickson and Artin Masia. The video was the first of two videos playing the entire briefing from a press conference last week. Reports of the video being taken down suggest YouTube pulled it for violating community guidelines. ABC 23 received an email from YouTube on April 27th giving the station notification that the video had been taken down, citing YouTube's community guidelines. 23 ABC had appealed the ruling through YouTube. ABC News also reached out to YouTube regarding the notification, and company spokesman issued a statement saying the video was pulled because the content contradicted the guidance of local health authority. Truth be damned, some ignorant bureaucrat knows nothing about nothing except being a step infection. Well, there's our authority. Wow. We quickly remove flag content that violate our community guidelines, including content that explicitly disputes the efficacy of local healthy authority recommended guidance on social distancing that may lead others to act against that guidance, said the statement. However, content that provides sufficient educational, documentary, scientific, or artistic content is allowed. For example, news coverage of this interview with additional context. From the very beginning of the pandemic, we've had clear policies against COVID-19 misinformation, are committed to continue providing timely and helpful information at this critical time. Joseph Rossomano, a mass communications law professor at Arizona State University, said the doctor's controversial comments played a role in the video being removed. It would seem to me what YouTube's concern is potential harm that this video may contain, said Rossomano. If you look at its content, of its contrary to what most members of the medical community are saying about COVID-19. But ABC 23, Byron Wang, asked Rossomano that with over a billion users and a haven for expression, is YouTube considered a public forum that should uphold freedom of speech? Let's take this top of the hour break. I'm not done with this one, folks. I'm absolutely floored. Does this mean that ABC is this across the board now? No. But like I've said before, and I'll say again, at least a busted clock is right twice a day, isn't it? Let's take the break. We'll be back. We must take the It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and
and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.